Well, it's that time of month where we check in with Sam Long, who is a special events coordinator with the town of Clover, the town with love in the middle. So, Sam, welcome.
Good morning.
What do you have going on in the town of Clover?
So this week we have Food Truck Thursday on Thursday. So we'll have a local musician and some variety of food trucks so you can come get something different to eat. And then Saturday, our fire department has its spring fish fry. So that's a nice way to support the fire department. You can come out and get a plate of fish or chicken. $12. It is cash only. It'll be right there at the fire department in Clover on Bethel Street. But they do it twice a year. So it is a really good fundraiser, a good way to support our local fire department there. So that is happening on Saturday. It starts at 4 p.m. and they go until sold out. But I will tell you, last time I went at 6 and they were completely sold out. So it goes really, really fast. Yes, I couldn't believe it. So starts at 4. So get there early or you won't get anything.
And where does Food Truck Thursday take place?
Food Truck Thursday is in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. So that's right on Main Street. So we'll have about 10 food trucks there, right there on Main Street. And then you can support our local businesses as well right across the road. We're right across the road from Main Street.
So. And are the local businesses still doing that push to help the band get to the Rose Parade?
They are, yes. Yeah. So our local businesses, who are always so supportive with every initiative going on in town, are helping our Clover High School Marching Band get to the Rose Bowl Parade. So yes, they are still doing that. They're doing that through the fall. So yes, you can come to Food Truck Thursday and then hit up some of the businesses there and help our students get to
California.
Parade.
Yes. I know, it's exciting.
Yes.
And then there's a big kickoff to summer event.
Yes. So May 30th, it will be the first Friday that the kids will not be in school. So we're kicking off summer. We're staying up late. We're throwing bedtime out the window. So we'll have inflatables. The splash pad will be on. So that will be at New Center Park. We'll have some food trucks, a DJ, face painters, lots of fun stuff. So just a fun way for the kids to not have to go to bed on time and to kick off summer, enjoy some warm weather and get outside for the first night
and
of summer.
And I think the parents will appreciate that and like that night as much as the kids
let some energy get out, run around,
In law enforcement, we need all those kids to have all the energy put somewhere else.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And the farmer's market has kicked off there in the town of Clover as
well. So we just had our first one in May this past Saturday. So it's the first Saturday of the month from May through October. The first three are going to be on Main Street, so May, June, and July. And then there is a chance that it may move to a different location. But the June one will definitely be on Main Street. So it's a great opportunity to come support local vendors, but also our Main Street businesses as well. So you can come get some breakfast and coffee from some of our businesses and then go home with some produce and some fresh sourdough bread and lots of fun things that you couldn't get normally. So
are there also still like arts and craft vendors out there as
well? Yes, yes. Some jewelry, a few clothes. Obviously the farmers are prioritized, but there are fresh flowers, fresh pies, breads, and then there are other things for the children to do. So we have a local farm who brings some animals for a petting zoo, so things like that, so the kids can interact. So there'll be different things at each one. This past one, we had a photo booth, a fun little setup where you could take pictures, kids, families, that kind of thing. So the next one will be on June 7th, and that's from 9 to 1, and that one will be right on Main Street, right in front of our Main Street businesses there.
Great. And then a lot of people might not know this, but the town of Clover has their own art gallery called Gallery 120.
Yes, so we do. It has previously been housed in the Clover Community Center, but in February we moved to the Larn building. So now the art gallery is right on Main Street. And currently we have an exhibit up for the local students from Clover High School. So it's artwork from the local students. So that will be on display through next Thursday, the 14th. So there are some incredible pieces of art in there. Truly, it's amazing how talented, these young people are.
Did the Horseshoe Hall of Fame move with you?
The Horseshoe Hall of Fame is still in the community center.
Okay. I'm just curious.
For anyone who's looking.
Go ahead and tell people about the horseshoe.
No.
Lucas has always been very concerned about the horseshoe.
Well, Lucas and I found it when we were with, doing the York County Leadership York County. Yes. And I was like, what is this? And yes. I was like, oh my gosh, there's a Horseshoe
it's
Hall of Fame.
It's still there. The
is it
South
the Hall
Carolina
of Fame or the museum? What do they call it?
It's the Hall of Fame. So it's the South Carolina Hall of Fame.
So explain to our listeners about the Horseshoe Hall of Fame.
Well, Sam. There are records, there are trophies. So if you're interested in the best of the best of horseshoes, then Clover is the place for you.
And it's the only one in the state of South Carolina, correct?
Yeah. Lucas and I found it when we were with Leadership York County. We were doing something over there. And we were like, what is this room? And, you know, Lucas and I are kind of like joined at the hip sometimes when it comes to being curious about things.
Right.
And so I remember that. He and I found that.
It's very small. Don't expect a large museum. Yeah,
it's a small room. Hall of Fame or nothing. It's just
right. But it is still located at the community center
so that
there
is
in
at the
Clover.
Community center, Gallery 120.
But it didn't move.
No, okay, Gallery 120 left, but the Horseshoe Hall of Fame stayed.
And okay, what are the hours for the gallery? So we're back at Gallery 120 that is located where, Sam?
Gallery 120 is at the Larn Building, which is right on Main Street. So that's 103 North Main. So this week we have extended hours on Tuesday and Thursday. So we did last night and we will tomorrow and then next week as well. So we'll be open until 8 p.m. For parents to come see the art after school, that kind of thing.
And I know we're going to be talking to the, is it gallery director? Is that her title?
Curator.
Curator.
Yes.
Betsy Chapman.
Yes.
And as well as you, y'all are coming to talk with me on Straight Talk on May the 23rd. So I'm excited about that.
Yes.
Is it just a gallery to come look at artwork? Can people purchase artwork? What does that look like?
So, if the artists choose for their artwork to be for sale, then yes, we have actually sold 4 pieces from the students' exhibit, which is incredible. Most of the students, well, I shouldn't say most, not all is for sale, but some of them are, and every exhibit Betsy has sold pieces, which is amazing. And the cool thing about us is that we do not take any percentage. So a lot of art galleries take a percentage, especially nonprofits. That's how they make money. With us being through the town, our funding comes through the town. So we don't take any percentage. So the artist gets 100% of the proceeds of the pieces that are sold, which is really cool for the artist to get that. So yes, so some of the pieces currently are for sale, the students, and then the next exhibit will be a photography exhibit. And some of those will be for sale as well.
How often do the exhibits switch in and out?
So this year we did 6 exhibits, so it's about every other month. The exhibits are normally up for 6 weeks, and then we have like 2 weeks of takedown and put back up. So this one will run June through the middle of July, next one.
Well, you cannot say that you are bored
in
the town of Clover.
There's lots
to
do.
Food truck Thursday. You've got a fire department fish fry that's taking place this weekend to kick off the summer event, the Farmers Market, and of course Gallery 120 and the Horseshoe Hall of Fame right there in Clover, the town with love in the middle.
That's right. Don't forget November, the Skultish Festival.
The Highland Games will be November. That's right.
A good little plug.
I found that I'm Skultish. I'm 91%.
The first Saturday in November.
Yeah.
I expect to see you.
Save the date.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Sam, again.
Thank you.
Sam Long, Special Events Coordinator with the Town of Clover.